Good morning, beloved. And once again, I want to thank you for allowing me these few moments to share with you on this beautiful Tuesday morning as we begin this day in reading God's Word together. Today we are in Exodus chapter 6, verse 28 through chapter 7, verse 13. Here, God commands Moses to go once again to the king of Egypt and demand that the king releases the Israelites. God tells Moses that he will make the king stubborn, but will punish the Egyptian. Aaron throws down his walking stick in front of the king, and it turns into a snake. When the king's magicians throw down their sticks, and they turn into snakes, Aaron's stick swallows theirs, thus showing the Lord's power over the Egyptian gods. And again, God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 6 at verse 28. When the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, he said, "I am the Lord. Tell the king of Egypt everything I tell you." But Moses answered, "You know that I'm such a poor speaker. Why should the king listen to me?" And the Lord said, "I'm going to make you like God to the king, and your brother Aaron will speak to him like your prophet. Tell Aaron everything I command you, and he will tell the king to let the Israelites leave his country. But I will make the king stubborn, and he will not listen to you, no matter how many terrifying things I do in Egypt. Then I will bring severe punishment on Egypt and lead the tribes of my people out of the land. The Egyptians will then know that I am the Lord. When I raise my hand against them and bring the Israelites out of their country." Moses and Aaron did what the Lord commanded, and at the time when they spoke to the king, Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "If the king demands that you prove yourselves by performing a miracle, tell Aaron to take his walking stick and throw it down in front of the king, and it will turn into a snake." So Moses and Aaron went to the king and did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw down his walking stick in front of the king and his officers, and it turned into a snake. Then the king called for his wise men and magicians, and by their magic, they did the same thing. They threw down their walking sticks, and the sticks turned into snakes. But Aaron's stick swallowed theirs. The king, however, remained stubborn, and just as the Lord had said, the king would not listen to Moses and Aaron. And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 6, verses 28 and 29, when the Lord said to Moses in the land of Egypt, he said, "I am the Lord. Tell the king of Egypt everything I tell you." And you know, beloved, there is a very important truth that's hidden here. You've heard me speak on the sin of presumption before, that we presume to know what God wants. And here, God is being very specific as he leads Moses in gathering God's people and bringing them out of Egypt. He is saying, "You only tell Pharaoh what I tell you to do. And that way, if the king listens to you, it's not your fault. It's all, your responsibility, your victory. It's God's victory. If the Pharaoh doesn't listen to you, then again, it's all on God. He has rejected God, not the word of Moses." Let's pray. Lord God, create in me a repentant and humble heart, and soften my heart whenever it becomes hardened to your will. Remove any stubbornness, bitterness, or anger that I may be harboring, and draw me close to you and open my heart to receive your love. Amen. Well, that kind of does it for our Tuesday morning together, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 through 19, when Moses gives Aaron the Lord's instruction concerning the sacrifices to be made on the Day of Atonement. And so until we meet again, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.